In this bulletin, the federal government announces a $1.2 billion boost to programs post-JobKeeper. The Queensland government to launch another program to support the state's pandemic recovery. And in sport, a changing format to the European Champions League. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while JobKeeper must be wound back, extra support will be given to aviation, tourism and travel sectors. He says the federal government will extend the wage subsidy scheme for apprentices, the $1.2 billion extension being the first step in a plan to wean the economy off JobKeeper. Federal Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says by removing the cap, the government expects 70,000 new apprentices to be covered.
We are now removing the cap on the program and we are extending it out. So any business that signs up a new apprentice up until the 30th of September this year will now get a full 12 months of the 50% wage subsidy. So today, $1.2 billion, 100,000 new apprenticeships commence within 5 months.
The federal government has indicated they will proceed with the Industrial Relations Bill when Parliament resumes next week, even in the absence of Christian Porter. Mr. Porter, the Industrial Relations Minister and Attorney General, is on mental health leave following alleged rape accusations, which he denies. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Minister Michaelia Cash, who is acting in Mr. Porter's place as both Industrial Relations Minister and Attorney General, is experienced to handle the matter. In other Australian news, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he hopes Australia's vaccine rollout will help boost domestic tourism. Queensland's tourism sector is currently of particular concern. Mr. Frydenberg told Channel 7 Sunrise he expects the situation to improve once Australians no longer have to worry about state border closures.
There are sectors and there are regions that are doing it tough, but the best thing we can also do is keep those domestic borders open. It's a message I heard in Cairns yesterday from many in the tourism sector. While they are reliant on international tourism, they also benefit from domestic tourism. And with the rollout of the vaccine, if we can stop those short border lockdowns, that will give a lot more Australians the certainty to pack their bags, hop on a plane, take a holiday.
The Queensland government is launching a $1 million program for school excursions to the Great Barrier Reef after the announcement of separate $200 vouchers for locals to tour the state. The Victorian government is establishing Australia's first commission to investigate historical and ongoing injustices against Aboriginal people. The truth-telling forum will have the same power as a royal commission and it'll start its work over the next few months in Victoria. Deputy Premier James Molino says this independent process is long overdue and it'll recognise past pain is still hurting Indigenous people.
Giving Indigenous and non-Indigenous people alike the opportunity to tell their whole story, for that to be a path to truth and a path to healing. You can't have true reconciliation for all Victorians until we go through this process.
Briefly, overseas, and the World Health Organization has advised against world leaders commissioning the use of so-called vaccine passports. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan expressed concerns, including ethical considerations, that coronavirus vaccines are not easily available globally.
But I think there are real practical and ethical considerations as well that countries will have to address, because if access to vaccine is inequitous, then inequity and unfairness can be further branded into the system if we continue to make decisions on what people can and can't do, where they can and can't go on the basis of being vaccinated, when being vaccinated itself is not something that everyone has equal access to.
After a year-long break due to COVID-19, therapy dogs have returned to work at New South Wales courthouses in urban and regional areas. The Labradors from the Canine Court Companion program and their volunteer handlers play an important role in easing the stress of attending court for children, vulnerable witnesses and victims of domestic violence. Each dog receives up to 2 years of intensive training with Guide Dogs New South Wales and ACT. In football, European soccer clubs have been urged to support the expansion of the Champions League format in a bid to satisfy global demand of fans who have different sporting needs. The UEFA proposal to change its clubs' competition in 2024 is being formally presented to more than 200 European Club Association members. The plan would abolish the traditional four-team groups format and add 100 Champions League games in a 36-team format rather than 32. Two teams. The deal could be finalised within 2 weeks. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country at the moment. In Perth, it's humid and sunny, 35 degrees. Much the same in Adelaide, a little milder though, 26 degrees. 20 in Melbourne with a possible shower. It's partly cloudy in Hobart where it's 19. In Canberra, it's sunny and 28. Possible shower in Wollongong where it's 25 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 28. A couple of showers about in Newcastle as well, 31. 31 as well in Brisbane, showers there too. Much the same for Cairns where it's 30 degrees and it's 32 in Darwin with a couple of showers about there and a possible storm. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for special features and more analysis of the stories of the day, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.